In the world of late-night network comedy writers, Amber Ruffin is a rarity, a black woman. She joined the staff of Late Night with Seth Meyers in January. She's made it, but she hasn't lost her sense of self.
I am one of those black people who say, "Ugh, you're making black people look bad. Stop." When I was young, I remember my mom, maybe I was in seventh grade and I was late for something. And I was like, "Oh, well, I'm going to be late. Well, whatever." And my mom, I remember she grabbed me by the shoulders with both hands and was like, "You're not going to be late for anything because you are black." I feel that way about everything. It never, ever occurred to me that I would be a first black female anything. It just never occurred to me that I might be the person that, you know, some girl is like, "Hooray, now I got an even better shot at this. Thanks, Amber. Don't mess it up."
So tell me, how do you describe yourself? Here we are, we're talking about racial humor. You know, do you have like a group affiliation, identification of any sort?
I'm a blood. I'm just kidding. I identify black.
You are one of them.
I'm one of those people.
Do you see any of your humor as being racial?
Day to day is racial, you know, for a black person.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know how sometimes white people will be like, "Ugh, this again." But, you know, I'm just talking about how I went to the store and the guy followed me around the store. That was my Tuesday. It's not a black issue. It's Tuesday.
You're saying when you're black, you get used to being surveilled or followed or monitored in a way that people who are not black may not ever even get.
Yeah, when you're black, racism is part of your day. I think racism hits white people real hard, you know, compared to black people.
That's a funny thing to say.
I really do. They can't handle it. It makes them so sad. I mean, we were sat down and told, "Hey, crazy stuff is going to happen to you, so roll with it." And it was always true. Now we just roll with it.
There's not a whole lot of black women who've, you know, arrived at the pinnacle or, you know, who are household names in the comedy world. Do you think there's a reason for that?
Yes. I honestly, and this is wildly unpopular, I think that if you have a mind for comedy and you've chased comedy forever and you're a black woman, you are tired to death of a black lady stereotype. But if you want to be hired by someone to do comedy and you're a black lady, you have got to be that black lady stereotype.
So let's talk about the stereotype. What are the persona, the characters that you need to sort of like do?
Certainly in LA, they'd be like, "All right, now this character, she's young, she's hip." I'm like, "Okay, great. She's sassy.
Sassy.
She don't take no mess." I don't know how many times I've had a director just explain to me the two words black stereotype in like five freaking sentences. I get it. She don't take no lip. I get it. You want to say black stereotype, just say it. I think the best thing any comedian has ever done for black people is to show black people as more than a stereotype. And to that effect, I think Key and Peele have done more for black America than anyone would be willing to give them credit for. They forced you, and not us, and probably not anyone listening, but they forced the people who see black people as less than to see them as equal. They forced people to do that. They are destroying black stereotype character humor.
What a beautiful and blessed day for an auction.
The first one that comes to mind is the two of them on auction. I'm just thinking of like the slave market, and they're like after a while, they're like, "Wait, look at me. I mean, look at this."
Yeah,
I
when
mean,
there's slaves on the auction block.
That's it. This auction's over.
Oh, auction's over?
Whoa, 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 whoa. No, it ain't over. It's not over. What? I'm strong, y'all. I'm very strong. I can sleep in a bucket.
I'm fast. I got stamina.
I know I don't look it, but
I know magic.
My worst quality is that I'm a perfectionist.
Have I mentioned this? Docile.
They brought humanity to being a slave on an auction block and just, you know, and made us all look at it.
And they actually wrote this piece in Time magazine, cover story, saying it's important that you actually make fun of things, of slavery, of disabled people, of burn victims. I mean, do you think there's a truth to that, that making fun of things has a social purpose?
Yes, you know, because don't we all deserve that catharsis? Because it feels great when you're watching Black stand-up make fun of the way the world is today. It feels great. It feels great when someone else is like, man, I went to JCPenney, got followed around by a dude. That's great. Oh, my God, that just happened to me. It feels great. I'm so glad someone else said that. You know, that feels good, and everyone deserves that feeling.
It's pretty safe to say that Amber Ruffin has arrived. But growing up, she didn't know that this career, this path, was even remotely possible until one day she encountered Whoopi Goldberg in the movie Jumpin' Jack Flash.
She's a Black lady, but she's not being a stereotype, and her boobs are covered. Like, I didn't know that you could be that.
Are you the backup singer?
No.
No.
Ah! Yes, I am the background singer. I see a lot of backgrounds. I see foregrounds, backgrounds, upgrounds, downgrounds. Anybody ever tell you you look just like Keith Richards?
This is Micropolis. I'm Arun Vanigopal at WNYC.